Dit is SBS Dutch. Op sbs.com.au/dutch staan nog meer interessante verhalen.
In de vroege uurtjes van eerste kerstdag 1974 raasde een tropische cycloon door Darwin. En het liet een onuitwisbare indruk achter op de stad en haar inwoners. De zware tropische cycloon Tracy wordt gezien als een van de meest ingrijpende cyclonen in de geschiedenis van Australië. 66 mensen kwamen om en meer dan 600 raakten gewond. Ongeveer 8 van de 10 gebouwen werden verwoest of ernstig beschadigd en het opruimen heeft al met al 4 miljard dollar gekost in huidige waarde. SBS sprak met overlevenden van cycloon Tracy. Zij zeggen dat 50 jaar later de herinnering aan Kerstmis 74 nog steeds heel vers is.
There was a really deep, loud, extremely loud howl.
When the storm hit, we hear the wind is terrible. That I don't want to hear again that sort of wind. And the running come everywhere. Glass of the houses smash. And you know, in the house it was the water. The water was all around in the house.
When I walked out onto the street, yes, it was like, oh my God, what happened? Like a bomb hit it. You know?
No one could believe a capital city could be destroyed in 6 hours. It's just that was an impossibility, but it happened.
Een halve eeuw geleden, op kerstdag, verbijsterden de foto's van een verwoeste stad in het noorden van Australië de rest van het land. Voor de 89-jarige Cesarina Consadi was kerstmis in Darwin altijd gevuld met vreugde.
Christmas evening was a beautiful night. We have a cooking in the street where I live. All the family, we make all different, we make the rice dishes, like me, I'm from Italy, I make my dishes from my region town, and you know, and we dancing, singing until early in the morning. It was lovely.
In één oogwenk werd de stad, met minder dan 50.000 inwoners, bijna volledig verwoest. Cesarina's zoon, Emilio Consadi, was 6 jaar oud toen de cycloon toesloeg. Hij herinnert zich nog goed dat zijn vader het dak van hun huis repareerde toen het oog van de storm voorbijgetrokken was.
He raced out and put his nail bag on and started re-nailing the section of the roof that was banging. And that's when us as kids we learnt all our Italian swear words because my mum was very angry at my dad and was telling him and calling him every name under the sun. So then finally dad came back in after that. And then that's when the second part of Tracy hit, and that's when it just got worse. It was just like an instant. It was horrible. It was the wind, the howling, and the rain. Like Mum said, the rain was just going in every direction.
Andrew Demetriou was 19 jaar oud. Hij was met vrienden op kerstavond uit geweest, maar het moeilijkste moment was toen hij de volgende ochtend thuis kwam.
And I could see our houses and a few walls standing up, but the rest of the houses were gone. And I panicked and I ran inside. I couldn't find my mum and dad or my brother. And I went into a panic mode. And that's probably the biggest impact I had. You know, it really got to me.
Tracy was zeker niet de krachtigste cycloon die Australië ooit heeft geregistreerd. Maar zijn pad door Darwin verwoestte de stad. Het weerbureau registreerde windsnelheden van 217 km per uur voordat het meetinstrument werd vernietigd. Lloyd Stulmer was meteoroloog in Darwin en volgde de cycloon terwijl deze op weg was naar de stad.
It's a little bit surreal because you're watching this monster on the radar coming towards Darwin and it's got you in its gun sights and you know, you had the observations coming in from the automatic weather station saying that this thing is very dangerous, people will get killed. And that's how serious it was. But you're always hoping that this thing's going to turn before it hits you. You know, and that's the human nature. As this thing was coming in, I was sort of thinking, no, it's got to turn. It's not going to hit me. I'm a good guy. And it's not going to take us out.
Maar toen de cycloon voorbij kwam, voelde meneer Stulmer en de rest van zijn team bij het weerbureau de brute kracht.
Well, on the 8th floor, I know a lot of people think the Met Bureau never look out the window, but we were certainly looking out the window that night. And The walls were sort of moving on the floor. These are pre-stressed concrete walls, and they were flexing. They were moving a couple of inches along the floor, and they looked like they were ready to snap. And we thought, if this goes, you know, we'll go with it.
50 jaar na de ramp wordt meneer Stuhlmer nog steeds emotioneel als hij terugdenkt aan de cycloon.
Around midnight, one of the meteorologists went into shock. He was talking to his wife and she screamed. And he thought she'd been killed. So, against that background, everyone was pretty worried. But, we did our duty and fortunately most people survived. But it was very horrendous.
Samantha Trott was pas 8 maanden voor de ramp naar Darwin verhuisd. Ze was nog een kind, maar herinnert zich nog duidelijk dat het dak van haar huis door de kracht van de wind werd opgetild.
Emotionally, it was scary, of course, because you think house, it's built solid. And then physically, the feeling of the whole house shaking until the roof went off and then it was just thud, that's really hard thud. It was a little bit like a sudden jerk. If you're in a lift, it suddenly jerks at the floor. It was a bit like that, but magnify it, say 10 times or so. Yeah. Emotionally, I wondered whether I was going to get sucked out of the house. So I was holding on to people, things, whatever I could get my hand on.
Ze beschrijft hoe de stad na de cycloon bijna kleurloos was.
Yeah, we wandered out and started looking around and it really did look like some of the pictures you see of war zones. There was just rubble everywhere. The whole scene was almost grey. Everything was in greys. There was very little colour in things. The folded and bent corrugated iron roofing and pieces of walls, broken up walls, electrical cable from inside those walls, everywhere, and clothing and toys and it was all just a big tangled mess. And yeah, it looked a lot like the pictures you see of a war zone.
Ze moest, net als meer dan 3/4 van de bevolking van de stad, gedwongen evacueren. Jared Archibald is de conservator Territory History bij het Museum and Art Gallery of the Northern Territory. Hij zegt dat de schoonmaak en wederopbouw een enorme operatie was.
And everyone worked together to get Darwin cleaned up and then the rebuild began. And so building companies and builders from all over Australia came to Darwin. Unionists came. No one didn't come. It was actually amazing. The response from the nation was one of the most amazing things. Everyone came, did what they could, and Darwin was basically put back on the map after being rebuilt.
Binnen 3 jaar was iedereen die de stad had moeten verlaten teruggekeerd. Maar zoals Emilio Gonzali beschrijft, zou Darwin nooit meer hetzelfde zijn.
Darwin is a beautiful city. It's changed. It's completely changed. Everyone remembers how it was before Cyclone Tracy. Tracy did the change of Darwin, but Darwin's Darwin and will always be Darwin.
Voor degenen die de cycloon hebben meegemaakt, zoals Andrew Demetriou, staan de gebeurtenissen van eerste kerstdag 1974 in het geheugen gegrift.
When I tried to explain to friends, even say 10 years ago, I would break out and cry while I'm talking about it, because it all comes back. It all comes back to you. And like, I'm not the only one. Like a lot of people from Darwin who experienced it all, they will say the same thing. The pain doesn't go away. You can put it under control, but a little bit, but it doesn't go away.
Dit was een verhaal van Thies Okejutsi voor SBS Nieuws en SBS Dutch vertaalde het in het Nederlands.
Wil je nog meer soortgelijke verhalen? Luister via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify of waar je je podcasts dan ook vandaan haalt.